1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, I'm John Clayton. Welcome to WDCE-FM. We're broadcasting live from the University of Richmond, and you're listening to The Cool Jazz Set. Now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Thanks, John Clayton, one of my good friends, one of the best bass players on the planet. Well, welcome, friends, to 2 hours of this great American art, Modern Jazz with Taste. Tonight's show, the best jazz recordings of 2014. And we could not put them all into 2 hour show, but I tried to pick some that I know my listeners of the Cool Jazz Set enjoy. So we will try to do that. And let me wish you a belated Merry Christmas and an early Happy New Year. And I hope it will be a good one for you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll get started with a new release. This has only been out a couple of months. It's the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. The LA Treasures Project is the title of the album, and it's on the Capri record label. And this is a nice tune written by the drummer, Jeff Hamilton, by the way, called Hats Dance. The Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra.
just friends, but not like before. To think of what we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart, two friends but one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried, then suddenly love died. The story ends and we're just friends. Just friends, lovers no more. Just friends, but not like before. To think of what we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart, two friends, but one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried, then suddenly love died. The story ends and we're just friends.
And that was the great Jeff Hamilton Trio, featuring Tamir Hendelman on piano, Christoph Luthi on bass, and of course the leader drummer Jeff Hamilton. And the tune, It Could Happen to You, on the Capri record label. And that album titled Great American Songs, a really, really fine trio he has. They've been together quite a while and have a number of nice recordings out. Before that, we heard from Elian Elias from her album I Thought About You, a tribute to Chet Baker. And we heard her perform both on piano as well as the vocal, Just Friends, Lovers No More. Mark Johnson, the bassist on that, by the way. Randy Brecker was the flugelhorn player. And we open tonight's show with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra from their brand new recording, L.A. Treasures. And we heard Hats Dance, which, by the way, was written by Mr. Hamilton, co-leader of the great Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. Well, tonight's show is the best jazz recordings of 2014, at least from the perspective of those here at the Cool Jazz Set. So I hope you approve. I know the listeners have asked for me to play some of these again. These were recorded in somewhere between the very first part of this year, up until I've gotten a couple in the last few weeks that are hot off the press, as they say. So I hope you enjoy those. Here's one that's very new. It's an album entitled The Art of Conversation. It features pianist Kenny Barron and the great bass player Dave Holland. And it's on the Impulse label, by the way. And this is a Thelonious Monk tune entitled In Walk Bud. Kenny Barron and Dave Holland.
someday when I'm awfully low and the world is cold, I will feel the glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheek so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Yes, you're lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Yes, you're lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight. Thank you.
Hi, this is Lou Soloff. How can we help prepare our kids for the future? These days, our children face challenges unimaginable to us just a generation ago. We adults need to help our kids find something in school that really sparks their interest and keeps them involved. If that something happens to be music, the child will benefit in so many ways. Playing music in school is a great way to make friends. Studies are showing that kids involved in school music are less likely to get into trouble, and kids who've studied music tend to find science and math concepts easier to grasp. They even score higher on the SAT. It has to do with development of something called spatial IQ. Get your kids involved with school music. It's a great way to help prepare them for life.
And thanks, Lou, for that timely message, music education taking place right here at the wonderful University of Richmond. And let's get caught up. You just heard a wonderful new recording from pianist John Mayer. And he has a nice website too, johnmayer.com, and it's spelled J-O-N-M-A-Y-E-R. The title of his album is The Art of the Ballad. And we heard him do a beautiful rendition of Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight. Before that, we heard from Mr. Curtis Stigers from his latest album, Hooray for Love. And we heard The Way You Look Tonight. What a great voice he has. Well, this is a cool jazz set. If you've just tuned in, we're playing some of the best jazz recordings of 2014. And tonight's show, as always, is recorded and will be available tomorrow at our website, which is cooljazzset.com. Just go there and click on radio shows, and there you will have both of tonight's one-hour segments. Listen to as much as you like, and I'm always open to comments. Send me an email, and you can do that right there on the website. Let's hear from the great bassist Martin Wynn. This last year, he did a really fine recording with the Orchestra Philharmonica, Marchigiana, and it's entitled Turn Out the Stars, Music Written or Inspired by Bill Evans. And Martin Wynn, of course, is the great bassist. And this is Martin being featured on a great tune I'm sure you've heard, Victor Young's My Foolish Heart, Mr. Wind.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That was the great pianist Larry Fuller with his trio, and it's an album on the Capri record label entitled simply Larry Fuller, and you'll want to check it out. It is really some beautiful arrangements on there. Hassan Shakur on bass, Greg Hutchinson on drums, and of course Larry Fuller on piano. We heard a piece written by Ray Brown, Parking Lot Blues, and Larry was his bassist. He was with Ray's last trio. Let's see, we'll finish out this set with a new release. I played it to open tonight's show, but this is featuring vocalist Ernie Andrews with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, Time After Time. I tell myself that I'm so in love with you.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see. In the evening when the day is through, I only know what I know. The passing years will show you kept my life so young, so time after time, you're gonna hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving. You kept my life.